welcome to Small Town Radio, the show with the biggest facts about the smallest towns. I am your host, Maxim.
And I'm your host, Connor. It's always a roulette wheel, isn't it?
It really is.
So today, where are we going?
I'm going to be taking us to Tuscumbia, Alabama.
And I am taking us to Pineville, Kentucky, part one of two for our Kentucky visit.
Part one of two?
Mm-hmm. More information to come.
Ooh, how exciting. Okay, well, I think we have a couple small announcements, right?
Yeah, you can follow us on Instagram at STRadioPod. You can email us at smalltownradiopodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook right here, because this is like where the thing ends up being. And then subscribe to YouTube, which is like where you are and down.
Where you are, yeah. If you're watching this, if you're listening, go over to YouTube and subscribe. Yeah.
What that was the news that I had. What other news is there?
Well, we have the winner of the Goblin Gauntlet, which at the time of release will be already announced on Instagram about a week ago. Mm-hmm. But I want to say congratulations to Allie Lure for their drawing of a goblin by a bar stool drinking beer, which I really love. And a big thank you to everyone else who submitted. Shout out to Nicole Friedman, Jack Swimer, and Will Potteroff. All four of the submissions we got were incredible. I loved them all. And thank you guys for voting and participating.
Yeah. Yeah. We gotta send some money. I've been using some of their stuff to put in our YouTube videos, as you've seen. Yep. So I'm fine. We haven't talked about this, but I'm fine sending like a nominal $5 to those people, because we're using their art. Like I'm okay billing that. Like
Connor, you wanted me to run every business decision by you, and here you are stealing copyrighted artwork.
Hey, well, it wasn't a business decision. It was just theft. It's my own crime.
There's a difference between us doing something as a team and me just stealing intellectual property.
I mean, you must have seen the videos, right? They've been in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can talk more about the business stuff, because we do. Yeah, it is important. You're right. We've had yes. Yeah.
We're also going to be going on a hiatus for a month.
We are. Yes. So not this week, but next week we will be taking some time.
Well, the episode after this one will be the final episode before our hiatus.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And we're going to be coming at you with a tighter format and more clarity on what is happening this podcast. We have some revisions we want to make to come out strong and make this podcast the best it can be. So
we have an episode coming out next week and the week after, which is May 3rd. So the mm-hmm. date will actually be back off the 3rd, off the 10th, 17th, 24th, 30th. So we're going to be coming back in June, first weekend of June. First Monday of June.
Nice.
Right? That is the 1st of June. Right? I had those dates wrong, so I was looking at Sunday. Monday, so we have an episode coming out the 4th, so 11th, 18th, 25th, off. Right? And then the 1st is our
date.
I'm
not looking at a calendar, so I'm taking your word for it.
All right. Yeah, June 1 will be the date.
Yeah, and we'll hopefully, like... thank you all of you guys who listen and tune in for us weekly. We really appreciate your support. But we realize that this podcast is not going where we think it could be going. And we're really going to spend that time strategizing and planning and hopefully managing this better so we can make this what it deserves to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening so far up to this point. And, yeah, it'll be, we're going to tighten up the screws, get some feedback, hear from you all, you know?
Yeah. Should we just open it up and be like, if you are listening to this episode and you have feedback on the format, what you like about the show, what you don't like, you should just email us at smalltownradiopodcast@gmail.com or hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. We are open to suggestions. Obviously, the show is going to mostly stay the same in its objective and how we kind of do our thing, but any input helps in terms of length, content, jokes, whatever you guys feel like. Let us know, and we will take your input into consideration.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the other thing, too, there's a timeline for this podcast, but there's no timeline for things to reopen up in New York right now. And, like,
right.
The question I've been facing, because I'm still paying rents in the city that I left, it's like, well, when my lease is up, do I move? Is it like, are there things in New York, which I believe there will be, but like, I don't, there's so many things up in the air right now.
It's wow. Wild. Yeah. That's a situation I would be stressing about pretty hardcore.
I mean, there's only so much that can be done. And I don't, like, I have no idea. Like, I was talking with my parents this morning, and my mindset is, well, I'll be back at some point. I'll find a new place. Rent will be lower, more opportunities to find a good spot. But I mean, like, we don't know what stand-up's going to be like. I mean, there's been talks for a long time of, I mean, we don't know if Broadway's going to reopen for a while. Like, if there's going to be a resurgence of this whole thing. There's a lot of question marks. And I think that's just over the month that we'll be having off, we'll be thinking about this. There's also a lot of other considerations to be had about what does comedy even look like? Like the open mic scene.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
I think, honestly, when it opens back up and we have open mics again, there's going to be people who like ravenously flock to open mics. And then also there's going to be a lot of people who are like, I'm waiting a month.
Well, there's the thing of what does that date look like? Does that date look like when the city reopens? Or does that look like when a vaccine comes out, which could be, so there's the difference of 6 mm-hmm. weeks and 18 months. Like, it's just,
who knows?
Yeah.
I am nervous about it. I was on a video call last night with the comedians from Boulder, where I started out, and mm-hmm. it was good seeing them all again. Shout out to all you guys. But we were talking about how nervous we are about that whole thing and like how much of a bummer it is that we can't go out and perform. And like, ask any stand-up comedian about this, and they're like, oh no, like, this is such a bummer. Like, performing over, like, video chats is just, it's not the same. Like,
no.
There's nothing like the stage and holding a mic and getting other people's germs on your hand and your face. And, I don't know. So, it's a tough time for entertainment as a whole, really.
Pivoting.
My heart definitely goes out to every creative out there who can't get out and practice their craft. Hopefully, we can get back to normal in the next, sometime in 2020.
Yeah. Oh, that would be real nice. Also, anyone looking to go into the digital space, oh, hit me up. I got all the software at this point. Hit me up. I need work. I can do audio for you. I can do video for you.
Connor, this is crazy. I have a podcast that you could probably edit.
Man, this is...
It's this one.
Man, if you can... I'll work with you around your rates. man. Yeah.
No, we'll see. I've been trying to, as you know, practice my photography, and mm-hmm. I'm getting a little bit better, and I'm figuring out some stuff, watching tons of videos, using Lightroom, trying to learn how to edit and get these photos tight. But at the end of the day, it really sucks taking pictures inside your apartment where there's very little natural sunlight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, man. All I know is you all have seen, all the viewers have seen the evolution of my studio space, which has gone from the desk downstairs to this one. Now we have like the light set up. Oh, I spent so much time this week trying to figure this out. And that's what you can learn for $49.99 a month.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We got to get together after the show. You got to give me some advice on lights, because I'm really gambling on the weather conditions every time we record, because my only lighting in my room is my window is open.
Yeah. I mean, these are things we're going to figure out, though. These are things we're going to grow from and figure out. And we'll also figure out where Connor's living. Maybe that will be our listener poll. instead of voting on town names, each week we're going to start with a bracket of 64 and then just keep going down. No, it'll 99% my headset, I'll be back in New York. So,
yeah, man. I hope so. It would be a bummer if we had to only do this podcast remote for the rest of the time.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. Do we want to travel though?
First I want to say share something I'm very excited about.
Oh yeah.
Pickles is walking from my camera. Okay, we're back to normal. I'm actually a contributor for a satire site now, which is my first writing gig.
Nice.
Boy, yeah. Is published. I don't know if it's appropriate for me to drop their name on this podcast.
Yeah, you can definitely talk about them. You think most people, when they don't talk about brands in theirs, is because they're not getting paid to do so. Okay. So you can talk about whatever.
Well, it's a website called Jumpkick. It's Jumpkick Funding is the name of the publication, and you can find them at jumpkick.net. And basically, it's a satire site like The Onion or The Hard Times or any of the other ones you've seen, except the format is all Kickstarters and GoFundMe. And my first article is called "Turns Out I'm Actually Indebted to a Tanuki." And I'm way over my head here. So it's an Animal Crossing satire article. If you find me on Instagram through our ST Radio Pod page, I post about it. Go check it out. I'm actually very proud of this. So I'm writing my next article now, which is good stuff.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Exciting. Don't mean to flex on you, Connor, but I got a freelance gig.
Just kidding. Well, if you want to hear about my independent projects, I got a lot of them.
You're manically flipping through apps all day.
I released, as you all know, I think I talked about last week, Clocks Only. Oh, very, very exciting.
On TikTok?
Yes, yeah, so TikTok, they have an algorithm that distributes your stuff. And two nights ago, they flagged some of my stuff for copyright because I put in music in the background of the video, which... you know, so I put up a different one and eventually it got distributed. But the last one I put out, I was talking about the philosophy of the page, didn't get shared at all. Like it never went through their algorithm, which is very interesting.
I think TikTok has, from what I understand, it has one of the best algorithms where anyone who shares anything has a chance to have that thing get like super popular. Like it's like YouTube where you need like the consistent long uploads. It's just like you post something and there's a chance.
Yeah, well, that'll definitely be in our fold, like in the strategy moving forward. TikTok's great. Nuts
and about small just town radio TikTok
stuff. I mean, it's
small talk radio.
You get 500 views on something just for putting it out there, pretty much, usually. unless it's clock related, then no one watches, which is great. Oh, there's such a beautiful plan you all will see unfold.
I think you have that your TikTok, you have the freedom that you have in like a small comedy scene where it's like, it's okay that no one's watching because you have time to get good and execute your long game.
Man, there's a long game for it and I am pumped.
Long game? Is it 24 hours?
It's a six month plan.
Ooh,
yes. Nice. October 2020.
All right. Are we ready to jump into towns? We ready to get going?
I'm so ready. So ready.
I forgot who's going first.
You are going first this time.
Surprise. Okay. Well, I'd like to preface this town by saying I've been watching Ozark and I was like, it would be cool to do a town near Lake Ozark. And then I found a town near Lake Ozark But that town didn't have any facts about it, except for this town is named after another town in Alabama, and that town has lots of facts. So here we are. Today we're going to Tuscumbia, Alabama, which is a city. I'm so sorry. So Tuscumbia, it's located in northwestern Alabama on the Tennessee River. The population is 8,423 as of 2010. And guess what this town is about?
Ooh.
Just kidding.
The it's the world's leading most producer of tadpoles.
Tadpoles?
Tadpoles, yes, tadpoles.
Nice. That would be cool. But no, you're completely off.
Oh, that's shoot.
Fine. That's fine. I wasn't it's not okay to play a guessing game where you give no hints. All right, so fact number one is, of course, about this town's origin. This town had, like, a lot of name changes in a very short amount of time, so that's what I'm going to touch on here. So Tuscumbia started with the arrival of the Michael Dixon family in 1816. They built their homes at the head of the Big Spring. A village known as Big Spring was then soon developed, so they kind of started this village named Big Spring. In 1820, the area was incorporated as a town called Okocoposa. In 1821, its name was changed to Big Spring. And then in 1822, it was finally changed to Tuscumbia after the chief rainmaker of the Chickasaw tribe. So that's Big Spring, Okocoposa, Big Spring, Tuscumbia. That's four names in 5 years, 6 years.
Huh. And how important were town names at this time?
I don't know. Maybe they anticipated being on this podcast and they were like, listen, if we want people to listen to this episode, we got to have a real banger of a name. And then they couldn't decide.
Oh, and then they landed on this.
Yeah. They were like, what's a podcast? And then they were like, oh, it's like a radio show. And they're like, what's a radio show? And they're like, it's like smoke signals or flag signals on a ship. This is a small town radio over flag signal.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh. I think it would. I can't imagine how long it would take to do that. And I just read about flag signals like a couple weeks ago, and I forgot I forgot what it's called, but it would be a lot of work. So the number one fact about this town, the reason why this town is so famous, is Tuscumbia is the birthplace and childhood home of Helen Keller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she was born in and spent her time in Tuscumbia at a house called Ivy Green, which I believe was built by her grandfather. Now it's a museum dedicated to Helen Keller.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And every year, Tuscumbia puts on the Helen Keller Festival, which is a four-day festival held in June to celebrate Helen Keller. And the festival takes place around June 27th, which I learned is Helen Keller Day.
So, is that her birthday?
Huh?
Is that her birthday? Is that when she was born?
You know, I wish I had asked myself that question when I was doing research.
I'd imagine so, right? Let me see. My whole setup. Now I have let me see.
Connor's in a full-blown command center with 12 monitors, and he's still recording on an iPhone.
Oh, man. I've been thinking about cameras, potentially computers. I don't know. I need maybe a job. You know, that's number one. June 27th. Birthdays. Famous birthdays. Famous birthdays. Let's see. Khloe Kardashian. Helen Keller's birthday. 1880.
Okay, there we go.
Yes. Drake Bell was also born on this day.
Wow.
You have some a Kardashian, a Bell, and a Keller.
That's dope. So
let's see.
good work, Khloe Kardashian and Drake Bell by
and what? Tobey Maguire.
Ooh.
What? Oh, my battery's running low. What? Oh no.
This is my favorite part of the show where Connor has some enormous technical difficulty and we just have to persevere. Connor, you're back.
I am. Man, I had almost everything figured out. My computer. Yeah,
you completely froze, and I show the listener your frozen face.
It was, it froze. That's interesting. Mine. So what happened was, in my urgency to plug everything in to my computer, which is draining drastically, I forgot to plug my computer in, which very fortunately, gives me no notice when the battery's low. It just goes from battery low and then dies immediately.
Mm-hmm. You left your mic on, though, right?
My mic was on. I was telling them, oh, now it's my video's paused? What is going... Why did you pause video?
Okay, I left my mic on. I might have to...
My mic is on. The video paused because... I don't know. That's technology, man.
I definitely filled that space with some talking, so I might have to cut that segment out.
That's okay. I'll cut it out in the video as well. That's so weird. Helen Keller's birthday, everyone.
Helen Keller's birthday, everyone. Yeah, so it's Helen Keller Day. Every year they have, you know, typical festival stuff, bands, food, people hanging out. I think they really promote recognition of the disabled, specifically the blind and deaf, mm-hmm. to honor Helen Keller. They have kids activities where they can learn about people with disabilities, stuff like that. And every year they show the film The Miracle Worker on the lawn of Ivy Green. So
that's nice.
Which sounds super chill, except I don't think there's any alcohol allowed, which is kind of a bummer, but I mean, probably still nice.
Why is no alcohol allowed? Like, because it's a public space, they don't sell alcohol?
I think it's probably because it's just like, this is like a this is museum private property, and they don't want people getting trashed while they watch a movie on their lawn.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and we're gonna go into my final fact about Tuscumbia, Alabama. Tuscumbia is home to the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, which is a hall of fame, you guessed it, specifically for musicians from Alabama.
Hmm.
So I looked through all the inductees, and I only recognized 4.
Oh,
so,
let me guess. Okay. And if it's not there, I'm going to be blown away. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
No.
They literally, Sweet Home Alabama.
Keep in mind also is that halls of fame sometimes won't induct people for years and years after that band exists. So... This Hall of Fame opened in the 80s, and all the inductees, their portraits are in black and white. That's okay. Like, they're slowly building up. So, I'm going to give you the 4 on my list that I recognized. Nat King Cole.
Okay.
Hank Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Lionel Richie.
Same.
And The Temptations.
Huh. Lionel Richie's...
My girl, talking about small town radio. No, that didn't work. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I've got a song coming up later.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Are you going to grace us with harmonica?
I wish. That's interesting, because Lionel Richie, when was he big? 70s, 80s? Like, all night long?
I'm not going to pretend to know.
I think Lynyrd Skynyrd is not from Alabama. That's my conjecture. You know what?
They might not even be from Alabama. They might just have a song about Alabama.
Well, then I'm never writing a song about New Hampshire. That's settled.
If I ever end up in the Colorado Podcasting Hall of Fame, I'll have to be like, but I was born in Michigan. They'll be like,
out.
Get rid of this guy.
Out. Oh, man. Interesting. Okay.
All right, do you have any sponsors this episode?
Sponsors. My sponsor is Checklist. When you're creating a podcast and filming and having all these different elements, you should Checklist. Or make one. What about you?
I think you should definitely make one. I am imagining like a laminated sheet in like a military style bag that you pull out and it tells you all the things you have to do.
I want a whiteboard. You can't see my setup. I'll take a photo of it, but I want a whiteboard behind where I record so I can have a list. But then again, this also isn't my space. This is my parents' house. And so what is temporary? I don't know. Don't know. What about you? Do you have sponsors?
Today I am sponsored by, let's see, what's on my mind? I can't say I'm sponsored by Lego, but I am sponsored by the act of building Legos.
I've seen a number of people doing that.
Huh?
I've seen a number of people building Legos.
Oh, yeah. It's what's nice about it is like when I was a kid, I would just spend hours and hours building Legos and creating stuff, whatever. Now that I'm an adult, I don't necessarily sit down and spend time just building Legos, but I love buying Lego sets and building them from the instructions. Because for me, it's nice to turn on a podcast and just follow directions and build something cool because it's just kind of therapeutic. It's like a brainless meditation type activity. So if you're feeling a little anxious or bored, give some Legos a shot.
Legos. Lego my Legos. They're mine.
Lego my Legos. Step on my Legos.
Oh, yikes. Yeah. Oh. Okay, so I preface, right, this
Connor,
is part one of two. Part one of two.
Okay.
This is part one of two of places in Kentucky. And it is important this week's, to remember this week's destination and remember the details so that you can see the themes and patterns in which to make judgments upon me, because what is human nature other than to judge? But no judgment if you don't remember, so it's fine. So, we are going to Pineville, Kentucky. Ooh. And it is a city. But it is a home rule city, which is something I will touch upon next week. Don't look it up. No spoilers, please. No spoilers. Home rule city. The location of Pineville, Kentucky, though, is southeast Kentucky. And it, you know how Kentucky kind of in the southeast corner, it kind of has like a 145 degree angle kind of going up?
I guess so.
Yeah. It's in that like corner area of it.
Okay.
And it is located on a small strip of land between the Cumberland River and Pine Mountain. And the population is 1,732 in the 2010 census.
Okay.
So, small town award. We got to backtrack those and fill that in for the videos here. But,
for those of you at home, we're not keeping track. We're just saying it when it happens.
We had the little graphic in the video, though. Okay, fact one. Pineville is one of the oldest settlements in Kentucky, locating at the crossing of the Cumberland River by the Wilderness Road. Mm-hmm. And the Wilderness Road was one of the two principal routes used by colonial and early settlers to get into Kentucky. And the Wilderness Road was the southern route of the two, and the northern route is the one they decided to build like a national road on, so...
Okay.
It was the prom queen runner-up, really. Just not a true champion.
The prom fool, if you will.
Prom fool. Road number two. Drew. Bob, what's behind door number two? A road no one travels anymore. I don't know if people must travel it. Okay. So that's fact one. Fact two, in Pineville, many people enjoy visiting Pine Mountain State Resort Park, where, and remember this comes back, this is a theme, where a very popular attraction is the Chained Rock.
That's a little bleak.
Yes. So according to roadsideamerica.com, and this is a little bit lengthy, but this is juicy.
Juicy chain Pine, rock action.
Yeah, so Pineville sits in a narrow valley on the old Wilderness Road beneath a high cliff and a big rock. For years, travelers would ask about the rock, and so would local children, fearful that it would roll down Pine Mountain and flatten the town. The adults of Pineville would say there was no need to worry. The rock was safely anchored to the cliff by chain, which was a lie. There was no chain because the chain wasn't needed. The rock, despite its appearance, was just a part of the mountain. So in May 1933, some Pineville men were sitting around the courthouse talking about the town. One of them, Hedley Card, which, oh, great name, said he was tired of lying about the rock and that he wished someone would really put a chain on it. Another man, Pat Catton, C-A-T-O-N, said he knew of the chain on a wrecked, steam shovel, which is, I believe, a boat, so big that it would be bolted, they could be bolted to the rock and seen from the town below. Inspired. The men christened themselves the Chain Rock Club the next day.
Okay. Oh, using this is ridiculous.
Mules and human muscle, they dragged the chain over 100 feet long and 1.5 tons up the mountain, then anchored it to the rock with 30-inch bolts.
I'm going to say I Googled this while you were talking about it, and this is a beautiful natural formation that just has this enormous chain stuck to it. It's ridiculous. Like, the fact that they thought this rock would fall is asinine. Okay.
Well, it's like being like seeing a cartoon character and for a while, or like a, you know, fairy tale of sorts. Not going to say which one. Don't want to give away any hints to any kiddies listening. But saying something isn't real, right? Saying mm-hmm. something is real. And then lying about it, and then saying dressing up as certain figure around a certain time of year. Isn't that, that's akin to it, right? But then you're like, you know what? Let's say certain thing puts items into your house for free of goodwill. And they say, you know what? We're just going to, it's like if we made.
So you're telling me that this rock was Santa Claus the whole time.
I'm telling you that it is as if we made certain figures of our imagination actually real. We designated one person to deliver all of the goodies on a holiday.
Sam the mailman.
Sam the mailman is real. Sam is real. That's what we're getting. but you know, this rock, though, inspired a band. This is, it inspired Alice the famous Chains? Song by America, Rock With No Chain. Or it's a parody of the song that I made up, which goes, I've been through the desert with a rock with no chain. It felt good to get out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember the chain, cause we lie to all the children in vain. La, la, la.
Wait, this So this is the episode where both of us sing.
Yes.
this is Singtown Radio now. This is... Okay, did you make up this band? You made up that song, right?
No, America is a real band and Horse With No Name is a real song. And I changed the words to Rock With No Chain.
This is not the Two Truths and a Lie episode.
No.
Okay, I like... Okay, when you said the chained rock, my first thought was the Stonecutters Guild episode of The Simpsons where they to join Homer does something wrong against them and to absolve himself he has to carry the rock up the hill, but then they see the birthmark on his butt and they're like, disconnect the stone of shame, attach the stone of victory or whatever, and it's just a bigger chained rock that he has to drag up the hill. So that's what I thought. I didn't expect literally a whole mountain with one little chain across the top of it.
Yeah, I didn't. I was just wild. It was wild.
It's truly stranger than fiction that people come up with this stuff.
Yeah. So it's that's part of it. So that was fact number two. The third one, another theme to remember is a festival. Ooh. So every Memorial Day weekend from Wednesday to Saturday, the town of Pineville welcomes all to Kentucky to the Kentucky Mountain Laurel Festival. And that's named for the mountain laurel flower, which grows on Pine Mountain.
Nice.
So mountain laurel is a shrub with large clusters and a small pale pink flower that grows wild in the mountains of Appalachia. Unfortunately, because of COVID this year, the event has already been canceled, unfortunately. But if we go to the calendar of what would have happened, May 21st, picnicking. Phenomenal. Ooh. Way to start. May 22nd, Princess Coronation. May 23rd, Gala Parade. May 23rd, also Governor's Luncheon. The 23rd, Queen's Coronation. 23rd, Grand Ball. 23rd, Street Dance. And 24th, the next day, Queen's Breakfast.
Ooh.
Basically, picking the best things, which are meals mostly, and naming kings and queens, and put it into one event.
Fool's Brunch.
Well, here's the thing. I did some more reading about this, and oh, it got better. So princesses are younger people, usually still in school. Queen's coronation are for like college age or older people. And queen candidates are young women chosen to represent their respective universities in Kentucky and are welcomed into the homes of the Pineville citizens in the truest form of Southern hospitality.
Oh, they chain them to the rock.
No, even better. Throughout the weekend, the women are judged secretly. They are judged secretly based on the standards of a Southern lady.
So this is the most Southern hospitality thing ever. They're like, welcome to our home. And they spend the whole time just judging them.
I like that, how it's like it's a secret. I mean, I didn't dig that much further in this because I think that is great as is. You just like, yeah, welcome, and let's judge in silence.
Yikes. But that's not an event I would participate in.
Well, it's a big deal because the governor does come, and then on the Saturday after the parade, coronation begins with at Laurel Cove, a natural amphitheater in the Pine Mountain State Park. Each queen candidate must curtsy before the governor as the audience dressed in their absolute best, many wearing hats normally reserved for the Kentucky Derby, as they clap and ah at the magnificent dresses, which I say in the... I love it. I love the reason to dress up for something that's not like, I don't know, just the idea of having to dress up super fancy for something. 100% behind.
Yeah.
Yes. 100%. You like dressing up?
Yeah. I mean, yes, I do. Definitely, like, this quarantine has changed me in that I haven't put on any of my work shirts in almost 2 months now. Heyo. So, I don't know. It's nice, though.
Yeah, I mean, I used to do something in high school called the WAG Pack, which is a weekly annual G-Period award ceremony, which my lunch table would give out fake awards.
Oh, yeah.
And the presenter would need to dress up. And my favorite part of the WAG Pack was... whoever needed to dress up would always be asked, why are you dressing up in all of their classes? And then they would need to explain that they're dressing up for something this dumb.
That's great.
Love it. But yeah, that is more or less Pineville, Kentucky, in the three facts that I wanted to share.
Awesome. I can't believe they pushed the winner from the rock at the end. I looked up those flowers, though. Those are actually some pretty cool flowers that grow on that mountain. They look like they're made of origami or something.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't I didn't see the visuals there, so
okay.
I'm glad. I imagine this year actually would have been the 90th year of the festival.
If the rock hadn't fallen and demolished the town.
It broke through the chain.
I also like the idea of... this chain rock thing has really got my imagination going. And I don't think it's enough to have a pet rock. You need to have a BDSM pet rock.
Oh man,
you need to have a pet rock that you're sure won't escape.
Yeah,
a hostage rock. Maybe the rock wasn't gonna fall in the town. Maybe the rock just wanted to get out and explore the world and go backpacking in Europe. And they were like, "No, your place is here."
But the chained rock club. Oh, clubs that are named exactly after what they are. Love 100%. Sandwich love club. It. Oh, I love club sandwich. Not quite the same.
Small town radio podcast host club.
Very exclusive.
The podcast should be called Insight into Small Town Radio Podcast Host Club on Video.
Now on YouTube.
All right, ready to wrap this thing out? Ready to close out? Do you have a quick joke you want to throw out?
Yeah, this week on Sometimes Funny Content page where I'm trying to display multimedia skills that I have with funny content, it's list week, which is very exciting. It's a week of lists that I make up. One that came to me that's still on the yes, no, maybe area of it is least favorite pastas.
Oh.
We got linguine, number three. Number two, mm-hmm. angel hair. Number one, waiter's hair.
Oh. Stop it. Angel hair is the best. You can't convince me otherwise.
I feel like it only makes sense in that order, though, because I need to have the thing that's...
Yeah. Ew. Oh, my God. Stop. That really grossed me out.
Another one, best lists. Best lists. Which are grocery, naughty and nice, and this list, bitch.
I did a good pasta-related thing on my Instagram story a while back. You might remember this, but it was fuck, marry, kill, rice, potatoes, pasta. People seem to really like that poll, especially when I took the results and put it into an Excel spreadsheet.
I think that's my new thing is, well, it's always been my thing, just taking a joke too far to the point where it's not funny and then pushing it to where it hopefully will become funny again. And that's the goal of life. The middle is going to be very rough.
All right.
Very rough.
All right. Well, that's all we got for you guys today. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Follow us at Small Town Radio Pod. Email suggestions, towns, anything. All listener mail goes to smalltownradiopodcast@gmail.com. I am Maxim. He is
Connor.
And that's our show. So thank you. Bye.
Bye.